members of a Surrey, BC Gurdwara have written to the Prime Minister asking the Canadian government to rescind its invitation to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend the upcoming G7 summit in Kananaskis, Alta. The Guru Nanak Sikh Gurdwara, where Hardeep Singh Niger was murdered in 2023, stated they were deeply disappointed and concerned by the invitation. The Sikh community perceives this diplomatic action as undermining Canada's commitment to justice, citizen safety, and national sovereignty, potentially signaling tolerance for state-sponsored violence and foreign interference, their letter says. On June 6, Prime Minister Mark Carney spoke with Modi. The two leaders discussed the long-standing relationship between Canada and India, including deep people-to-people ties and significant commercial links. Importantly, there was agreement to continue law enforcement dialogue and discussions addressing security concerns, noted a statement from the Prime Minister's office. The Guru Nanak Society described the timing of it as especially painful. This invitation is particularly distressing given its timing, announced on June 6, 2025, the anniversary of the devastating 1984 Indian Army assault on Sri Harmandir Sahib, the Golden Temple. A deeply painful day for Sikhs globally. Such timing compounds the emotional trauma and unresolved grievances of our community. Our concern is heightened by the ongoing investigation into the assassination of Bhai Hardeep Singh Niger, a Canadian citizen, revered Sikh leader, and elected president of our Gurdwara, who was tragically murdered on June 18, 2023, at our Gurdwara premises, the Guru Nanak Sikh Gurdwara Society stated in the letter. Niger, 45, was shot to death on June 18, 2023 in the parking lot of Guru Nanak Sikh Gurdwara, in the 7000 block of Scott Road in Newton. He was found in his truck. Niger was an ardent supporter of the Khalistan movement, which seeks to secure an independent Sikh nation in India. His supporters maintain India's government was involved in his killing. Amandeep Singh, Karan Brar, Kamalpreet Singh and Karanpreet Singh are charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder in the case. Relations between India and Canada have been strained since Niger's killing. On Thanksgiving Monday in October 2024, then Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held a news conference after the RCMP announced the extraordinary step of warning the public about safety threats to Canadians linked to Indian government officials. Trudeau said India had fundamentally violated Canada's sovereignty and international law by targeting Canadians with murder, extortion and coercion. Canada expelled six Indian diplomats whom the RCMP say refused to comply with investigations, prompting India to retaliate by ordering six Canadian envoys out of the country that same month. The federal NDP also condemned the decision to invite Modi to the G7. NDP critic for public safety and national security, Jenny Kwan, and NDP critic for foreign affairs, Heather McPherson, expressed their concern for the decision. It is unconscionable that the government would roll out the red carpet for Prime Minister Modi, whose regime has been directly implicated in the assassination of Canadian Sikh leader Hardeep Singh Niger. This form of transnational repression is a direct threat to the diaspora community and Canada's sovereignty. The government must explain how justice and human rights are being upheld through this invitation, said Kwan in a NDP news release. At a time when India refuses to cooperate with Canadian authorities and denies responsibility for extrajudicial killings, this move undermines efforts to hold foreign powers accountable for interference and violence in our country. In a post on X, Surrey Centre MP Randeep Sarai stated that, as a Sikh Canadian and a Member of Parliament, he has heard the concerns. Let me be clear, the safety and security of Canadians is, and always will be, our top priority, Sarai said. As the Prime Minister has said, this year's G7 agenda includes protecting our democracies, countering foreign interference, combating transnational crime, and keeping our communities safe. Important work continues as India has agreed to ongoing law enforcement dialogue with Canada, grounded in our commitment to justice, accountability and the safety of Canadians. The NOW leader has reached out to the Prime Minister's office for comment and did not hear back by press time. The story will be updated if they respond. A group advocating for Khalistan's independence, Sikhs for Justice, is planning a 48-hour peaceful protest during the G7 summit called Ambush Modi's Politics.